Consequence Podcast Network. Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about today. First of all, happy birthday to Jin.
Yes, happy birthday.
Sagittarius King. Also, happy 30th birthday to Bethany.
Ooh.
Yes.
Out of my 20s, man.
That's right.
I'm excited about it, though. I mean, I'm not like sad to be turning 30.
You had an amazing 20s, and yes. Now you're moving on to like another incredible decade.
Next chapter.
Yes.
Super excited for my 30s.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So amazing. Also, did you guys see this past week Taeyang dancing to Fantasy by Ludacris?
Oh
my fucking God.
My God.
What the fuck?
Okay. It really does not look like him. Like,
no.
Okay. I think you all have seen it, but he is just massive. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest takeaway from the whole mm-hmm. thing. Like, I didn't even know what song he was dancing to.
He's put on like 30 pounds of muscle mass.
He's huge. Very muscular.
If I did not see the, like, the end where he like pulls the mask down, or like if you watch closely and like you look at the hands and you're like, okay, yes, it's Taeyang's hands, uh-huh. like I wouldn't believe that it's him.
Yeah,
like I would say like it's AI, it's someone else pretending right. to be him with the mask on.
The mask, the fact that he had the mask on, as if like the muscle wasn't deceiving enough, he makes it even more mysterious by covering his face, and then he pulls it down and you're like, oh my God, no, that is Kim Taeyang.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Totally different man.
It's insane. I mean, it really, my brain was like really having trouble computing.
It was when he was doing the chest pumps mm-hmm. that I was like, oh no, 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 no. Like the way he was flexing his arms and his pecs, I was like, there is no way that is Kim Taeyang.
Right. Where did this man come from?
Right. Yeah. The military man.
You think you know a man. Yeah.
You think you know a man.
And then like we're at like literally a couple days later, at the same time this is coming out, we're getting teasers for Winter Ahead,
uh-huh.
and you're seeing like Taeyang from, you know, end of, you know, 2022, mm-hmm. where he's like little, you know, thin, like tussled black hair, yeah. like very still like very layover Kim Taeyang, like.
Yeah.
And it just like the duality, the dichotomy of these two mm-hmm. side by side, is this, how is this the same person?
Yeah.
Like struggling to deal.
It's so drastically different.
It's so different.
Yeah. Like you can tell that Winter Ahead was recorded much earlier in yeah. the year
yeah.
or even last year, to the point where you're like, that he's so thin compared to this big buff dude.
And it's like, obviously, like that's the Taeyang that we've known all this time. Like he looks incredible then. This is like the like when I saw this Taeyang, it brought me back to like Singularity. Like it was
artsy,
giving Black Swan.
Sexy.
Beautiful.
You know?
Like everything, you know, obsessed
not
with
hunky,
him.
Like.
And then yeah, no, we have like this like hunky version of him that like truthfully I never even like conceptualized could or would exist. Like
right.
we knew when they came out of the military that like there was going to be some changes, and I guess uh-huh. like him being in like the special ops like forces
yeah.
like really did something, because like now he's competing with Namjoon on like biggest BTS member.
Yeah,
like
I would say so. Like Jeon Jungkook is more lean mm-hmm. muscular.
Oh yeah.
Very defined muscles, mm-hmm. not a whole lot of body fat,
mm-hmm.
but Taeyang has like that soft boy energy now with muscle added into
packed
the picture
on.
Like very much Namjoon, like just thick.
Just I'm just not ready for 2025.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for them to be back.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So yeah, the other thing we wanted to talk about with this intro, this is kind of a hard transition.
Yeah.
I don't know how to transition into this.
There's
other
no
than
way.
Taeyang. Some sad news is that Taeyong's dog Yontan ended up passing away.
Yeah.
It was seriously shocking news. I don't think anyone was expecting to hear that. Like we had heard that Yontan had like a heart condition of some
mm-hmm.
sort, had to like have some surgery. But yeah, Taeyang announced to all of ARMY on Instagram with this like really heartfelt message saying like he felt that Yantan would want us to know. He would want Army to know because he shared Yantan with Army
so much. Yeah. And he knows that we all love Yantan too. Mm-hmm. And also really appreciated the love and the care that Taeyong himself had for Yantan and showed him all the time.
Right.
Really, really sweet relationship that they had.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Yantan is the cover of Layover. He's in all of the music
videos. He's in the mountains.
Like, he was on the stages, the live performances with Army. He came out on stage. Like, I was telling Kayla before we came in to record, like, I just think about when I was baby Army and figuring out, like, when it was still V Live and seeing Jen go live for his birthday. I think it was Jen's birthday. I can't remember. But, like, gaming on a computer with Jimin there. And behind these glass doors, you see Taeyong lift up Yantan puppy. Teeny, tiny, teacup baby Yantan up above the doors, like the frosted part of the doors, so that you could see this dog and Taeyong in his hoodie. And that was the reveal of Yantan for the very first time. And I was watching that live. Like,
crazy.
Because I was like such new baby Army. Right. I was like, I got to watch every live. Every like, the notification second they, you turn I get the on. Notification, right. I had to see. And so I just picture like Yantan being the same age as like my Army existence, you know? And so it's just sad. It's really sad. I was quite devastated. I think all of Army really was. And I can't imagine what Taeyong is feeling.
I mean, especially I was thinking about that, you know, Taeyong's been in the military, so he hasn't been able to spend all of this time with Yantan in his, you know, last years. And, you know, he must have been struggling with health issues like the heart condition you mentioned. And for him to have been apart from this dog that he loves so much just must be even more heartbreaking and just devastating. So we were really sad to hear the news today. And we are really thinking about Taeyong and just sending our love to him. And it's like, it's so hard to lose a pet. It feels it's so painful and so sad. So we're thinking about you, Taeyong, and just sending love to you and Yantan. Tough transition, but we had to do a little Yantan tribute. Much love to Yantan forever.
A lot of Taeyong coverage.
Taeyong is just, he's given us a lot of content right now, but we're really here to talk about Jin today. Yes. We still have more Jin content to cover, so we will be getting into that. As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand, and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. As women, our hormones fluctuate all the time. We can feel the difference as we move through our monthly cycle, and we know how it feels when something is off. Hormone imbalance can be so difficult to deal with.
So difficult. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones.
They do, but the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as irritability and moodiness, or uncontrollable cravings, hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, the occasional bloating and gas, and having
having no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code STANDBTS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code STANDBTS for 15% off today.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we're going to be talking about the Running Wild music video. We're going to talk about the setting, the plot, the beautiful visuals from Jen. We're going to get into all of it today. We covered the album in our last episode, Happy. Be sure to go check that out. But we're really excited to get into this pretty wonderful music video that we got.
It's a great music video. Before we get too far into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode docs, our monthly virtual Iconic hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you all for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into the music video. We're first going to briefly talk about the setting, and this takes place like in a city and kind of like in the outskirts of a city also. It feels very like LA reminiscent.
There's like palm trees.
Yeah. The mountains look the very beach. Much like California. There's the beach too. And there's a lot of like the restaurants and the road signs and like the, all of the businesses we see are all like in English. So it's just giving LA.
Yeah.
There's also a dog with Jin throughout the music video. It's just ironic that we were just talking about Taeyong's dog. But you know, man's best friend. So many, many, many ARMY have pointed out how every other member in their solo music videos have had like a girl counterpart. And not Jin. He has a dog. He has, you know, man's best friend right beside him. So this dog is with him throughout the entire music video, every single scene. It's like they're sharing and experiencing this whole thing together. And what they are experiencing seemingly is the end of the world. It looks like meteors are crashing into Earth. It really gives us some connections to the astronaut. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, it's like a meteor.
Like a
shower that is like broken through our atmosphere,
asteroids coming in. It's like a ending of the world event, you know, like the dinosaurs. And it really like my
dinosaurs
you know.
Sorry. No, absolutely. Understand what you're saying. I mean, the dinosaurs became extinct because of that,
right? Yucatan Peninsula. So anyways, this really, my personal headcanon is like at the end of the astronaut music video, like Jin did not go back to like his alien life, like he didn't get back on the ship. He like ran away. He was like, I'm staying here. This is like my home now. And like now they're coming back to reclaim him, and they're like destroying the Earth. That's like my personal headcanon. So definitely not what they were depicting here, but it's just like where I went.
You're just connecting.
I'm just connecting, you know. But it's very much like it's giving similar themes to the astronaut, which we enjoyed. And this music video itself definitely lives up to that cinematic standard that the astronaut gave us to, like,
which is what we were looking for.
Totally. Lots to look into, lots of different things going on, and like kind of different symbolism that you can pull out of it.
But the more like general plot that we see go on here is that it is the end of the world. And at the very beginning of the music video, you see everyone running away as Jin and this dog are walking out of the restaurant. And Jin doesn't go and run with everyone else. Like, Jin takes this moment and it looks like he's living the day as if it's his last day. It's the last day on Earth. And he's spending it how he would want to. Instead of like trying to escape to safety, he's like, how can I live my best life in these last spare moments I have to live.
Right. If the world is ending, I might as well enjoy what I've got here.
Yeah. And so how he spends it is enjoying being in the company of his dog, his friend, all around town. God, it's really hurting extra hard with like the news about Yontan.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man.
I really didn't think about that before going in to record. But,
and we knew that we were going to talk about both of these things.
Yeah.
But him and this dog, they go and watch a movie together. They're running and playing at the beach together. They're enjoying a meal at the dinner table. It looks like they're, I don't know if it's his actual house or if it's just like a nice hotel Airbnb that they got where there's a pool and it's very luxurious. But yeah, like you see that he's having these really cherished memories with his dog, man's best friend. You could think of the dog as Army too, like, you know, just who he wants to be with, like the person that he cares about most.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend is there with him, living the best that this life has to offer.
Right. And I think also there's like this added layer of like protection and care because this is his dog who, you know, he's raised from, you know, from being a puppy. And so of course, like, you want to protect your dog, you want to take care of your dog. So like, you know, it's like he wants to kind of shield the end of the world from his dog too, like let his dog live out like the best last day.
Yeah I can see that too. You see, towards the end of the music video, you see that they watch this montage of their years together when his dog was a puppy and he was caring for him as a puppy. And you see that they kind of reminisce on their time together. Mm-hmm. Like, I would think that in your last moments of life, you're also thinking about the life that you had lived.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of like the visual representation of life flashing before your eyes and just like thinking back and looking back of, you know, of course, everyone, when they get to like the end of their life, they're thinking about like, what did I do? Was it fulfilling? Is it the life that I wanted to have led? And it being like the end of the world, the last day here, it's like he has to do it all in one day and think about it all right now. So, very much like he's doing that.
I also have to say, when we talked about the lyrics for Running Wild, what really took me by surprise in our last episode for a review was like how much he talked about the past and kind of reminisced in the lyrics in Running Wild. And so you kind of see a little bit of that in the music video.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I love that that had the connection between the lyrics and the music video here. Yeah.
Let's get into more like details on visuals and just like precise moments in this music video that really stood out to us.
As we do.
Yes, as we do. No timestamps, but yes. So at the very beginning, he walks out of this restaurant that is called The Social List. And we don't know if there's like a political statement going on here, but like we just thought it was very interesting because the shot is so, I mean,
You can see the sign. You can't not see it.
It's almost like product placement is what it looks like. Right. Like with how
Except for it's not like a real restaurant.
No. Yeah. I don't think. I didn't look it up.
I mean, but I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
But
The Socialist. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely like, I mean, it's impossible to like separate those two words even in speech because of the L ending and L beginning. Like, you immediately want to roll it into socialist.
Very true. Yeah.
What I'm just thinking about is like, if it's the end of the world, like the great equalizer, like everybody's on the same playing field, which is kind of like the goal of like socialism, is to like put everyone on like kind of the same level or like raise people up so that way they can be on that same level.
Not so much discrepancy.
Right. Yeah. And disparity between like classes or, you know, and so I just wonder if here at the beginning they're kind of like saying like it's the end of the world, here's like a great equalizer, and they're representing it with this word. But it definitely stood out. The other thing that like social list makes me think of is like, especially with the star behind it, is like fame and like, you know, social climbing or like wanting to be on the list, wanting to be on the in crowd, that social crowd of like where you can really be set apart and you know, looked up to, or, you know, especially with the star.
Star, especially, it's like very Hollywood.
Right, very Hollywood. Uh-huh. So if you're like, you're on the list, you're in, you know.
Yeah.
So a few different things that made us think about.
I get that, And as he walks out here, you see that, like, there's the siren. Well, you hear these sirens going off, and then you see these asteroids or meteors that are coming through, and, like, they're on fire coming through our atmosphere down towards Earth.
Right.
Looks very end of the world.
End of time. Like, and all the people, like Bethany mentioned, people running through the streets. They're like the title of the song Running Wild flashes over the screen as all the people are literally running wild. Like, I think that's a great, like, visual representation of the song title too. And just, like, getting us into, like, the almost like action movie-esque that this music video gives us.
Yeah, definitely. But you see Jen, he leans down to his dog, and they're not in a panic. They're not rushing. They're not running away from the end of the world. They kind of look at each other like, let's go have a good time. Moment. And they go and stroll their way down to the movie theater.
Yeah, and I love this part where he bends down to his dog, because it's like, it's really showing their connection and their bond.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they're really,
he's getting on his level.
Exactly.
Level.
I know.
Yeah. I also love that the car goes by too, and Jen even looks at the car going by in the same direction as the people. Like, where are you going?
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever.
And clearly moves in the opposite direction.
Totally. Always dancing to the beat of his own drum, which I just think is a very Jen thing. Like, making his Sagittarius, making his, you know, his decisions, his choices.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, he goes to this movie theater, and what stood out to me, like, BTS music videos have trained me to look at the signs on movie theaters. And so
everything means something.
Everything means something. And so the first movie that's listed at the top of the theater is advertising a movie called Folie à Deux, which that's a French term meaning, like, when two people share the same delusion together. So then it kind of made me think and wonder, like, is what Jin and his dog experiencing here in this music video, is it their own personal folie à deux? Like, they're kind of, like, ignoring, not necessarily like the end of the world is not going to impact them, but they're just kind of putting it to the side and having their own day, and just kind of, like, making it what they want, and just kind of, like, living or feeding into the delusion of, like, what they want to be doing.
What they want to be doing in that moment,
And then we also see him pass a movie sign. So this is, like, the what I assume is, like, the movie that they're going to go see, which is a movie titled The Last Day on Earth. So, like, they're going in to watch it together. So it feels very much like they're sharing in the fantasy of what they would do if it were their last day on Earth, while it also seems like it is the last day on Earth.
Yeah. Also, The Last Day on Earth, the poster also has, like, a massive asteroid coming in through.
Right. Which is, like, I feel like where you get all the visuals from the asteroids, like, in the rest of the music video. And so it kind of feels like, I wonder, is it that it's actually happening, or is it that he's watching this movie and he's kind of placing himself within that movie and together wondering, you know, in a Folie à Deux-esque style, like, what him and his dog would be doing.
If it was the last day on Earth, what would we be doing?
And kind of placing themselves within
not
it.
Not quite so literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seems like they could kind of be reacting to the end of the world and not it literally happening here.
Yeah.
But I think it's very striking. They go into this theater and they're the only ones in the theater.
They're the
you
only
know?
Two.
They're
yeah.
just sitting here by themselves, right, front and
eating
center.
Eating popcorn very leisurely. And so they're watching on the screen. And so, like, I would agree with you, Kayla. Like, it looks like they're looking at what they would be doing, because then you see them in very different settings with different outfits.
Yeah.
So, like, you see Jin running with the dog down the street in this, like, kind of, like, college sweatshirt type of
thing. A vintage, I want to say Michigan sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's sold out now. People have been trying to hunt it down now because of him.
I bet.
But, yeah,
wait,
of course.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Whoa.
There was, like, a huge, massive search to, like, find it. And I saw, like, a TikTok about,
that's
like,
funny.
How, like, it's been sold out of, like, any possible, you know, clothing shop that sold it at all.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I'm not surprised
either.
Yeah, ARMY has done that a lot.
We've done it with cars, like, $45,000 cars.
Didn't Jungkook love, like, some kind of drink, some kind of beverage, and all of ARMY's bought it out, and he told ARMY to stop buying it because
so
he couldn't get it?
Yeah. Yes. I don't remember what it was, but yes, 100%.
So funny. One of the best parts of this entire music video, I think all of us can agree, is Jen and this dog decide to go into, and, like, this could be, like, what they're seeing on the screen, envisioning what their life would be like if it was the last day, or it could be actually be the last day.
Strolling through town.
Yeah, we don't know. But it's kind of like a souvenir shop that they walk into, and they're looking around. They're just being cute together. And the dog looks up at something that Jen kind of like follows the dog's gaze. And it's this mannequin wearing this pink hat with this really nice, like, buttoned up striped blue shirt, mm-hmm. and there's a poster around it, or what looks like maybe even a magazine that's kind of like hanging around the mannequin's neck, mm-hmm. that shows what Jen's kind of life looks like at this moment, where there's a man on it with a dog and then like a Corvette
or like a Mustang.
Mustang.
And they're like on a beach. Yeah.
And so clearly this dog is like, look at that outfit. And Jen looks at the outfit and he's like, oh yeah, I kind of like that outfit. Right. So he buys it. And then you see him actually on the beach with his dog in this outfit, which is so cute. It's like they saw the inspiration and they went with it.
Yeah. You know? Or like in the, you know, it's like they saw it and they were sucked into it. You know, like that's the scene they jumped into after that.
Yeah, they transported
there. Right. Maybe, yeah. I'm still on the Folly Adieu kind of thing. Like this, what they see here was like their inspiration for like the next delusion that they're like diving into. Because yeah, it is like, it's literally the same hat. It's a blue shirt. Then they go on a beach, and like in the magazine or the poster that's around the neck, like it's a Mustang. It's a yellow Mustang. So the Mustang we see later in the video is not yellow, but like still could be where he's like drawing inspiration from.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is that they're like on a beach, like running and celebrating and like being jovial on a beach together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the shots of Jen and this dog on the beach.
Oh, thank God for the beach scene.
Because the shirt, this button-up shirt, Jen has like the top three buttons undone.
Hello.
So he like kind of puts his arms out and like reveals his chest, and it's just like, whoa, like lots of skin showing there. Also, he's wearing a pink hat, which is just like his color. So you've got chest. But then you get a shot of him running on the beach in these shorts, and you see like the very defined hamstring and calf muscles of his legs as he's running.
You know, that's the first thing that I noticed. Just I was like, the legs!
Dying over his legs.
I texted you about those legs that night. I was like, Bethany, you're going to love it when you wake up. The legs. The legs. Yeah. Yes.
The chest. Yes. But also the face. He has like glamour shots too on this beach, and he just looks over at the camera. He has many moments in the music video where he just looks over at the camera and we're just staring into his soul. Like, his face is just perfect and gorgeous.
He's got to give it to us. I mean, he's worldwide handsome.
Kim So-Jin. He needs the
glamour shots. He needs the beauty shots, and we are loving every moment of it.
Absolutely.
Like, he is serving. He looks incredible. I love the pink hat with like his perfectly pink lips. Like, it just looks so good. He's so handsome.
Very, very handsome.
Dying.
Always. Yeah.
So then it's interesting because right after the beach scene is like the racing a Mustang, like an old Mustang, and dodging like these asteroids that are falling to the ground, these meteors that are falling to the ground as they're like flaming all the way down. It's very action scene-y. Like he's like drifting around a corner. It looks like one made like a direct hit on the car.
Like Fast and Furious.
It's total Fast and Furious. Yeah. You know, it like immediately brought me right there to Fast. I'm a Fast and Furious fan. So
I know
like,
you are. I'm not. Know. So I'm surprised I was the one who made the reference.
I'm so glad that you did, because it's exactly what it is. Like that feels like the inspiration for, again, like another like movie reference, you know? But yeah, like he's like racing around. He's like barely escapes like the meteor hitting him. Yeah. But yeah, like this Mustang was very significant, especially when we noticed the license plate.
Yeah, there's a very clear shot, just like the social list. But the restaurant, there's a very clear placement going on here where we can so clearly see the back license plate of this Mustang. And it says Happy, which is his album. But since it's a license plate, like obviously there's going to be like different like numbers or symbols or whatever to convey the message that you're trying to get across. So for Happy, the A is a 4 and the Y is a 7, which is significant, especially the 7 immediately. But then you look at the tags on the license plate, and the expiration date is December 2025 is when these tags expire.
Right.
So December 4, 2025, 7 Mm-hmm. There's a lot that you can interpret from here. A lot of armies are saying December 2025, they think like world tour, maybe.
Yeah.
They're thinking world tour at the end of 2025, potentially. You know,
I'm saying at least BTS comeback December 2025. Like, we already know from now, like, J-Hope has spoiled it enough. He's going on tour next year.
Yeah.
Right. New album soon. Tour next year. He's going to tour all next year. He's going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
You know, by December, BTS are going to come back together as a group with a new album. And then like tour 2026.
Yeah. But they announced that 2026. Well, they didn't formally announce. But right. 2026 it leaked is from when their BTS meeting. BTS is really going right. to be back.
But why else would December 2025 be on this license plate tag?
Well, the only other thing that I can think of is December 4th is Jin's birthday.
Totally.
And then 2025 is when all seven are going to be back together.
Which is true, too. And then you're looking at, like, one half of the license plate being his birthday and the other half of the license plate being, like, BTS reunification.
Yeah.
So that's a totally valid interpretation also. I think all of ARMY is just, like, trying for any clue of, like, when comeback is going to be and, like, just clinging on to, like,
also, please don't make us wait. Also, this must be LA because they're California license plates.
That's so true.
Sorry. Yeah.
That is so true. we were on the nose.
Yeah.
I love the December 4th for Jin's birthday, though. Yeah. Like, I love that representation.
Yeah. I think it's worth mentioning. But, yeah. Nonetheless, BTS coming back 2025. Like
end of 2025.
Yeah.
Let's see it happen.
Yeah. I'm on board.
I love it. And then like in this Mustang, continuing in the Mustang scene, like he's kind of dodged all of the asteroids that are like falling around him for the time. And then he gets like this great like scenic overlook in these, you know, in the mountains of like outside of LA. And again, he's still wearing like that Michigan sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And he just looks incredible. He's like standing there with his dog. It looks like a magazine, you know, like cover photo.
It's a perfect shot.
Yeah. Gorgeous. It's a really beautiful shot. It's another one of those like, yes, we need the beauty shot for him.
Yeah.
And then we get some scenes and I don't know, maybe he was like driving up into the mountains to his home because it kind of looks like if you look outside the windows, it looks like similar scenery.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of looks like it gave us Airbnb vibes, but I definitely like what you said earlier that it's just like his home, like the home that him and his dog share together.
Yeah.
And they're just like really enjoying their afternoon now after like escaping these asteroids, meteors following after them. They're having a meal together. It looks like this is not the first time the dog has sat at the table.
No, he looks so cozy and so comfortable cozy. There.
I think Jin at one point even like tips his glass across the table almost to like offer it to him. Very cute. And then like I just have to talk about like they're playing by the pool. The dog jumps into the pool, super fun. But Jin is kind of like lazily like, you know, playing with the water with his hand. And there's like this close-up shot of his like super veiny, like masculine hand like stroking the water. And that was like the other like really hot fangirl moment for me. I was like shot. Legs and hands, like
any BTS hand shot.
Dying,
especially
over
Minyoongi
it.
But you know,
I know
that's a different topic. I don't even know how he snuck in here.
Anytime hands come up, you have to talk about Minyoongi and him playing the piano, tickling the ivories. But I mean, but really, like, I was not expecting to see that shot and I really enjoyed it and it was amazing, so I had to talk about it. It's a must.
It's a great shot.
Yeah,
very good shot. So yeah, a lot of the majority of the end of this music video is Jin in that like very open field and that like white loose sweatshirt looking gorgeous, but you see those asteroids, the meteors all going across the sky. Like
I thought that was another gorgeous shot, like them streaking across the sky, like very pretty.
It's almost like fireworks, like a little wildflower.
It gave me wildflower a little bit from RM, like similar setting, similar kind of like aesthetic.
Running wild, you know, we see it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, side note, but Indigo came out 2 years ago, like literally yesterday.
Oh, really?
So can you believe that?
Wow.
I've been thinking about Wildflower a lot because of that. I mean, still such an incredible album.
Yeah.
So
love Indigo.
Yeah.
But you see Jin mostly at the end of this music video in the car, just like driving away. You see all of, like, the sky is just on fire. Everything is exploding. And he kind of has this, like, last final look over at us while he's in the car. It looks like you're in the passenger seat and he looks over at you.
This is where I'm like, the dog is army, because the dog it feels like he's looking at his dog, you know, like
from one our last point of long view. Look,
but it's, we're in that seat. Yeah.
And you see Jan ends up on the bridge there. He parks the car and he watches, like, this final massive explosion go off in the distance, like a massive explosion.
Right. It's like the big impact of the big impact. Yeah. The big one.
And it's just so interesting, you know, you see kind of like at the ending here, it's him and the dog again in the movie theater.
Yeah. And I mean, before that too, like just standing on the bridge watching the impact, it's like, especially that last longing look from him, that close up shot where he's like turning and looking directly at us, is like the acceptance of the end of it all.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really like he was running away from it the whole time. He wasn't scared. He wasn't trying to like, you know, I mean, in the car and like kind of like the Fast and Furious scenes, like, yeah, he's trying to avoid dying right then.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really like he was like frantic the whole day. It was more like leisurely and enjoying it. And maybe those were the Folly of Doom moments where he was imagining like where he wishes he was at the time, instead of what was actually going on, like the actual end of the world.
Wishing what he would have done or what he would hope to do in the future.
Yeah, what he wishes he could have done.
Continue to have more time.
Totally. Yeah. And instead, like, here he is, like, maybe after reflecting or having that wishful thinking all day, he's able to stand here on the bridge and like really soak it in. And also, like, it feels very much of having acceptance and like having that completion of this destruction, you know. It seems like he feels more ready for it, which is nice that he got like that time. But yeah, like you were saying, it's very interesting at the very end, like the last thing that we see is him and his dog sitting back in the empty movie theater. And he kind of, Jin kind of like cocks his head a little bit and seems to almost be reacting to,
he's like pouting his lips.
Pouting, like he's reacting to watching the end of the world on the screen, you know?
Yeah.
Like how you might react at the end of a sad movie when everybody dies, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like that's sad.
That's the end.
So It does kind of like make you question at the end, like, okay, is this, you know, is this really the world ending here? Like, it did feel very much acceptance, or is it really like a Folly of Doom the whole time? And he's putting himself in the space of like, if I were in this end of the world movie, this is what it would be like for me.
This is what would matter to me. This is what I would want to be doing. You know, the life that I hoped I would be living, to make it feel worthwhile in a short amount of time frame.
Which, to bring back up the lyrics of Running Wild, like, I think Running Wild is talking about like the time, it's as much as it's reminiscing, it's talking about the time that we still have together to like go on and enjoy what we have yet to come. And I feel like
time is precious.
Yeah,
time is precious. You don't know what could happen.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
And so it's important to live while you can and
this
to enjoy.
Man, this hits so hard now that Yantan just like died. I just am like,
struggling.
Like, like, enjoy every single second you can with the precious people and figures in your life. Yeah. You know,
you just never know what's gonna happen,
right?
You can't avoid it. You can't outrun it. I think like the music video is showing like you cannot outrun it, you know, like whatever it is going to catch up to you. Like life is unpredictable and unavoidable. And all you can do is try to live your best one within all of that chaos.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good message.
Kim So-jin.
I know.
Giving us so much depth. I mean, always, like with the astronaut too, just like incredible music, incredible music video and visuals that he has to go along with it. And I just love what we're able to pull from it. I think I'm continually happily surprised with this album.
Me too. Yeah.
It does hit a little bit harder after just losing Yantan.
Yeah. Overall, was really happy to get this music video. I think we were really missing what we got from The Astronaut, but Running Wild, the music video, really brought back a lot of those elements of The Astronaut that we really loved in his first single that came out before he went into the military. So coming back, being in full swing, Jen really has been giving us everything and more. So very grateful for all of his hard work. Love this music video. Love Running Wild. Again, I'm excited to see BTS's future ahead here. Like, I think that is also highlighted in the music video.
I think so, too. I think it feels very hopeful. You know, and I think they feel very determined to, like, come back as a group, too. I'm excited for whatever the hell Hobi is working on right now.
I know.
I love his solo album so much. I'm really looking forward to, he had just posted on his Instagram story of him, in the Hybe, dance studio. Yeah. And I sent it to you, Bethany, but he was wearing, coveralls that were, brown, but they immediately brought me right back to Jack in the Box, where he was wearing all those coveralls. I was like, oh, my God. What is he doing? It makes me really excited for what he's working on. Like you said, Jin, the content that he brought us here has been incredible. And I just cannot wait to have the rest of them back here.
Yeah.
I can't wait for a Hobi tour next year. I'm already pinching pennies, trying to make sure that I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully he comes to Chicago. I don't see why he wouldn't. Yoongi went there. Do the same arena tour.
BTS have been going to Chicago since Wings. They're going to Chicago. Yeah. That's always on the tour.
Can they
list.
Just come to Kansas City, St. Louis?
Arrowhead, man.
Oh my God, Arrowhead.
On the rise. Oh. Kansas City, come on. Taylor BTS, Swift performs here.
BTS as a group could easily sell out Arrowhead for 3 nights in a row.
Oh yeah,
it would be an influx that Kansas City has never seen.
Even
bigger than the Super Bowl.
yeah,
it'd be amazing.
Wait, did we host the World Cup here at one point, or are going to?
I don't know. I think they were making a bid to.
They
won the bid. They too? Won. Okay, so we haven't hosted it yet.
It's going to be coming.
It's coming up. Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. BTS would be bigger than the World Cup. Come on.
Kansas City.
If we can support the World Cup, we can support the influx of ARMY.
Right.
That's right. Our infrastructure can do it. Yeah.
It's not all of the games. It's just some of the games. They're doing a whole North American.
It's very cool. Kansas City's World a huge Cup. Soccer town. So that's awesome that we got that. Yeah. I also, just to bring it back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode with Taeyong, because we didn't get to talk about Winter Ahead.
We didn't, no.
Because we really needed to and wanted to talk about Yantan, but we had seen, he came out with 2 teasers for Winter Ahead, and then the entire music video is over 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to digest there. Honestly, we could do a whole other episode on it. I the song. I love the song.
It's so romantic and jazzy and old-timey, like the Taeyong we know, but the Christmas component, it's very sentimental, very cozy. It's so cozy.
So cozy. And I love, when I think about winter in the scope of BTS, I go to Spring Day and how they're talking about winter ending and going into that spring. But in the lyrics of this song, there's an appreciation for the winter, the slowing down of winter, the coziness, the snuggling up of winter, the being together.
But he also talks about the other seasons.
He does.
In the lyrics and really talks about looking forward to the spring and then the summer.
And then the autumn again. He's I'm ready to spend the whole year with you, girl. Doesn't matter what season, whatever. Comes and I really love the jazziness of the song, and I think it's a perfect time of year to release it. It did give that Christmassy vibe. And the feature with it, Park Yoshin, I just had to look him up because right when he came in, I was like, oh my gosh, gorgeous voice.
Who
I don't
is
know
that?
I don't know him.
Yeah.
He is a ballad and a musical theater singer. So I love the musical theater aspect here. We both just saw Wicked, so we're kind of in the musical theater, interest.
It's all the talk
right now. It's all the rage.
My whole office is it's all we've talked about. Yeah.
It's I want to go see it again already.
Yeah, I want to go with Corey, even though I went to go see it with my sisters. But Corey and I saw Wicked here in Kansas City when they came back in 2021. Mm-hmm. So
You should.
We should.
I bet
we
he
should.
Would like it. I really loved like how they expanded on all of the characters and like gave so much depth to the character development. But
the characters are complex, man.
Really
we're going a whole wicked tangent.
I know. Yeah. Ariana Grande really surprised me with how incredible
she
was
phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean the
and so was Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia was incredible. I mean Cynthia was incredible. Like
going in, Brittany's like, I just don't know if she can live up to Alphaba.
Shut up, Brittany.
I know, but after the movie, Brittany was like, what's her name? I need to know. I feel bad. I need to know who she is.
Yeah. She just killed it. I love the scene where she was singing The Wizard and I, and she's going into like that room where all of like the glass lighting is above her. Mm-hmm. And because of like the play with color and she's green, they use like red lighting and it made her look like she's not green at all. Like it was just her natural skin color for a moment as she was like kind of daydreaming about not being green anymore. Yeah. And I just thought that was phenomenal. And then when she like runs out into the field and she's like really almost, she doesn't quite like break loose until defying gravity, but like she was like kind of setting free and she does like that big leap and there's like a rainbow in the background, like a slight rainbow in the background. Like it was, you know, a little nod to Wizard of Oz somewhere over the rainbow. And
there's a lot of nods, a lot of subtle hints. Mm-hmm. Really
enjoyed it. Okay. But anyways, wicked tangent. But back to Winter Ahead and Park Hyo Shin, like I just love that he's a ballad singer and just he's 43 and he debuted in 1999.
Whoa.
And I just love this pull from Taeyang. Like he must have been a fan of his music and his voice and performances to be like, I want to collab with him for this specific song and the sound. And I just thought that it was really, really wonderfully done.
Yeah,
like I want to, and also the music video is kind of like a little bit of a mind fuck. Like he's creating these, I mean, Taeyang, the artist, right? He's such an artistic person and he's sculpting these people and he, you know, he sculpts this woman and she comes to life, you know, but it could just be his imagination. And you see him at one point, he carves like V's behind their ears to like mark that this is his creation. And at one point, what really stood out to me,
notice that they were V's. I wasn't paying that close attention. I thought they were like X's. But
there was
a V,
like, you know, for V of BTS, right? Wow. And he had like this room of all different, you know, ages and genders of people. And then he like goes through these doors and they're all dancing there with him. You know, it's almost like he's creating like his own friends, his own like almost like these ghosts that are kind of like around him. And they were like celebrating his birthday with him. But then at the very end of the music video, he looks up and there's like this light shining and it moves out of the way. And then it's him facing himself. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of has like this horrified moment of like, who's the real one?
Yeah.
And he reaches behind his ear and feels the scar, the carving of a V. And he looks back up at this one and the figure of the Taeyang that's like standing in front of him is like very dark and brooding. And there's like black ink dripping down
looks
the sides
like
of his face. And and he then, you know, his calm, serene look turns to like a little bit of a look of horror and tears start to almost well up in his eyes as he's like realizing and processing like, I'm not even real, you know? And then he's like having flashbacks to like uncovering his own sculpted bust in the room. And so it turns into a little bit like horror film at the end too. Like what's going on here? But also like just absolute gorgeous shots of him the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like you really pointed out him in like the sparkly shirt at the end.
You know, the music video, I feel like a lot of what Taeyang does is like setting the scene in which like you can't help but to fall in love with him.
Of course. Yeah.
Like you can tell he's a bit of a hopeless romantic. And in this music video, like all of these shots, like you would just want to imagine yourself there with him. Like he just looks so, I don't know, blissful, and he's so handsome and romantic and like the way he touches the sculptures and all that. But yeah, like this kind of twisted, spooky component to the music
like
video. Like a little plot twist inception kind of going on in it. It's very cool.
Yeah. But he does like very like lovingly create these, you know, these sculptures, and you can tell that he has a lot of care. So I think this is like one of the things you said to me about the teasers. Like Taeyang just wants us to fall in love with him.
He just
like,
wants us to fall in love
with
him. Always.
With his amazing,
constantly
jazzy, sultry voice of just like beckoning us closer, you know? Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's on his Instagram chest thrusting with buff massive as fuck muscles.
Yeah, like it's just, it's really hard to line up these two Kim Tae-youngs from like 2 years apart, like side by side. It's like, it's really painful.
It's hard.
I can't, my brain can't do it, but
stay strong.
Army, stay strong out there. Yeah, no, but anyways, to bring it back to what we originally started this episode about, all about Jin.
Yeah.
And we just loved Running Wild. I think this will be our last content about Jin's happy comeback. So yeah, we really, really ended up loving his album.
Happy with his solo work.
Really great.
The album ended up being better than we thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like, we were a little skeptical there at the beginning, but it turned out we really like it.
I've had Heart on the Window going through my head this week.
Oh, like, have you?
So good. I had to go back and listen to it. I'm like, yes, Wendy, like, killing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I great, great comeback, great solo album from Jin, great visuals with Running Wild, and we love the depth of the music video that he gave us there. And really, again, just thinking about Taeyong with Yeon-tan and sending our love and
rest in peace, Yeon-tan.
But we really love talking about Jin's comeback, and you know, a couple of these other things with Taeyong that have popped up this week that have just totally put us on a detour too. So sorry about this tangent, but hopefully you guys all enjoyed the episode and enjoyed our, you know, our commentary on Running Wild, as well as Kim Taeyong just absolutely fucking wrecking us.
Coming to the end of the year here, so we're only a couple weeks away from 2025, and BTS are going to be coming back together. I'm excited to kind of, I don't know what our future episodes are going to be, but I'm excited to kind of speculate maybe a little bit about what 2025 is going to hold.
Under 200 days until BTS comes back. So I think we'll definitely have to do an end of the year episode of like our predictions for next year. Yeah. Like we did last. We had predictions from this year that came true.
They did.
Like reigniting the UNICEF campaign, I think, was the most astounding prediction to come true. Yeah. That was crazy. Yeah. So we'll have to make some predictions for next year. I think we've already made some, but we can dive deeper. So we'll see. We'll definitely also keep your eyes out on socials for posts about the Iconic Hangout this month, because we'll make sure that we get to that before the holidays. So let us know what you thought about this episode. You can always write us a rating, a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really wherever you listen. Those mean so much to us, and they help other people like see our podcast and want to give us a try. So we appreciate that if you have the time. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much for all of your extra support. And again, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know what you think when we get on socials, talk with the other Iconics in the comments. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.